Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bless and greetings and love, Josh Sutton. Welcome to Bob Brady one more time. How you doing?
Thank you, brother. I'm doing really good, man. Really good.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, big news today. You dropped an album today, or single today, yeah?
Yeah, well, the single just came out, I believe, and the album is coming out May 29th, the full record, Magic and Madness.
Magic and Madness, that's the name of the new record. So you've had like a string of singles leading up to this one, right? And all these singles are going to be on the new record?
Yep, yep. Tomorrow came out, I don't know, 6-7 weeks ago, and then Law of Attraction came out right around the beginning of the year, and then we just dropped Ancient Soul. And then the full album comes out 29th of this month.
Very, very cool. So you're are you working exclusively with Jalonzo on this record?
Yeah, man. So, you know, I recently convinced Jalonzo to move up to Southern Oregon, and we built a studio up there, and man, we just, you know, we've been playing music together for years all over the world. We've America, all over the U.S., and we decided to kind of start a little production team, and the chemistry was so good. We just wrote. We had a stretch, man, where we wrote a song or two every day for weeks. We probably have 3 albums worth of material, man, and it's I've never really experienced such cool chemistry.
That's awesome. Production. That's awesome. He's a great producer. He's a great producer. I like what he's doing. We just gave him an interview about his dub matrix work and live dubbing and all that stuff, and very cool. So, how many songs are going to be on your album, Magic and Madness?
I think there's probably 9 tracks. I think there's like 7 songs and a couple of dub versions from Dub Matrix. I think there's a dub of Law of Attraction and a dub of Tomorrow.
Killer.
Yeah.
And you have videos for all these, yeah? All the like lyric videos, right?
There's some videos in the works. When you know, my band and I, we were in India on tour over there playing Goa Sunsplash and playing some club shows, some other festivals out there at the beginning of the year. And we shot a video, really cool video for Law of Attraction while I was out there. And then we shot some stuff for the new album that's coming out at the end of this year with me and the band.
Very awesome. So you got the Goa Sunsplash, you filmed video in India for your album? Wow.
So we were out there for a month. Yeah. We were out there from January 4th to February 4th. And we were playing Sula Fest and Goa Sunsplash. And then we did a string of shows through Mumbai and Pune and out in Goa. And we got a lot of killer content there. But then as soon as we came back, this whole COVID thing hit and everybody kind of slowed down for a little bit. But we did get a lot of beautiful content while we were out there in India.
I saw some video of Channel One playing the Goa Sunsplash. That was such an eerie vibe. Looked like so much fun. Oh my god!
Super cool.
So this album, Magic and Madness. You say you got like 3 albums, 2 more albums coming after that, and all roots music, lovers, mix of everything. What's going on?
Yeah, man, so this album, Magic and Madness, it's basically just me and Jalonzo. I did all the writing, and some of it I wrote on like guitar or whatever to come up with the progression, but he did all the production and did, you know, played all the instruments. I mean, he's just crazy talented.
Yeah.
He did the guitar, the bass, the mixing, everything. Our brother Daniel Singer, big up Daniel, he did the mastering on it. But this album is basically just the two of us sitting in my home studio, and so yeah, that's
an album, like a real album. You guys came together, collaborated, and you mashed it out, and it's good quality music, man. I've been digging it. I've been playing it on Bob Radio tomorrow. As soon as that came out, we got that up, and we got Law of Attraction coming up Sunday on the 949, and you know, we love supporting you, man. You've been doing great work over the years, and I just love the California vibe, the West Coast vibe, and the energy you bring to reggae music, you know?
Thank you, bro. Thank you. That's another exciting thing, man. I put together a crew up in Southern Oregon, and it's the first time maybe in my whole career where I've had the same band. It's not a backing band, a different backing band, a different shows, and we recorded an album together. So when I come and play the show, mm-hmm. it's with the band recorded on the album, and that may seem like pretty normal for a lot of bands, but as you know, it's not always like that in our genre, and so I'm super stoked. Yeah, I got a really good guys, man. They're super cool guys. They're great musicians, and so yeah, we look forward to when we can hit the road again and start playing some shows. Who knows when that'll be, but we are scheduled to go play Reggae Jam in September in Germany.
Oh, cool.
So we will be doing a little more international touring this year.
Well, you have a long history in Europe. I think you have a bigger impression in Europe than you do here, yeah?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so, you know. I mean, yeah, I've been there many times, and I've played, you know, most of the big iconic festivals over there, Rocky Tom and Summer Jam and Reggae Jam and Sunska and Uppsala and all those.
Yeah, man. You have. You've really... And I've seen some of your performances out there, and you really tear the crowd up, and everybody gets involved, and they have you back year after year after year, and you know, they really, I think they picked up on you before I think the U.S. picked up on you, but you know, we're tracking on you now, so we got you now.
Well, you know, that being said, I mean, it's kind of, you know, different markets gravitate towards different sounds and everything, and there for a while I was, you know, kind of labeled as in that modern roots genre, and they really loved that over there. You know, U.S. has a sound that's kind of bigger here. Mm-hmm. And this new album that I'm doing with the band, Justin and the Rising Tide, it's called Running Through Walls, and man, I think it's got some songs that are really geared towards the U.S. market, still conscious and rootsy and positive music, but there's a different vibe when you have a whole band playing together and everybody in the band sings, and I just am super stoked because I feel like I've tapped into a new sound for me.
Exciting stuff. Like I love all the live vibes and your performances, and with this talented group of musicians, I can't wait to see what you got going.
I'm calling the band, we're Jason and the Rising Tide, and that album is going to be called Running Through Walls, but that's down the road. So yeah, right now it's all about Magic and Madness. Comes out May 29th. I would be so stoked if people could add me on their Spotify playlist or on Apple Music, however they stream their music. Please give the album a listen, because I really felt like I reached some new heights for myself as an artist. There's less Sing J style, and it's a little more melodic. Mm-hmm. I feel like the poetry and the lyricism I've grown in that area as well. These are more like songs that I feel like reach a wider audience and have a chance of becoming like a classic song, because I really wrote about life and the world. So I'd love it if people would give it a listen, give me some feedback, hit me up on all the socials, and let me know if you're feeling it. And yeah, it's always appreciated, any kind of support.
Definitely, everybody support Jason out there. Digital, buy the stuff, stream it, whatever you gotta do, watch the videos, do all that stuff. Definitely support Jason, man. Well, Jason, man, you know, thanks for spending some time with us talking about the new album, the new works, the new projects, and all that good stuff. Before I let you go, I'm doing this series on dub, and I heard you mention earlier that you have a couple of dub songs on your album. What does dub mean to you? Like, how does dub get?
You know, I'm not really an expert on it, but I enjoy listening to it, and it's nice because it, you know, kind of takes the focus off of, as a lyricist and a poet and a singer and a songwriter, I feel like I'm always checking the lyrics more than anything, and so when I get into dub music, it gives me a chance to really just uptake and penetrate the groove, you know, the hard hitting drum and bass, and then obviously the little psychedelic elements that are interwoven in with all the space echo and delay and stuff. It kind of takes my mind and my spirit to a different realm. So I always appreciate a good dub version of a track, man, and I'm so
big time
on the case, man.
Yeah, man. I feel the same way about dub. A dub is a beautiful thing, and you know, hey, I love it. I love it. Keep more dubs coming. You know, every single should have a dub, and every album should have some dubs on it. And you definitely do that, and you've been doing that for a long time. So hey, I'm gonna say thanks, and you know, thank you for your time.
Right on, Carlos Culture. We look forward to getting back down there to SoCal and holding a vibe with you and the whole Massive down there, and we're just wishing everybody more love and more life and more prosperity, and I hope everybody's staying healthy and safe right now, and look forward to connecting again.
Cool. So hit him up on Jason on his Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff, and More Love Productions. More Love Productions. Definitely check all that stuff out.